National Apprenticeship Week 2017 is taking place this week, bringing together employers and apprentices from across the country. Coordinated by the National Apprenticeship Service, it's designed to celebrate apprenticeships and traineeships and the positive impact they have on individuals, businesses and the wider economy. The objective is to increase awareness and recognise apprenticeships as a ladder of opportunity to a brighter future that is available for all. East Surrey College is supporting the week. Richard Brooks is its business development manager and joins me live in the studio. Hopefully you've got your teeth on, Richard.
I have indeed. Put them in specially this morning.
I tell you what, I think I perhaps needed to. Welcome anyway to Susie. The government's been saying there's never been a better time to employ an apprentice or start an apprenticeship. They're available in 1,500 job roles and it spans 170 industries. But what is an apprenticeship? How is it defined, Richard?
I think the easiest way to in basic forms is to say it's a job, but it's also learning. So you will be in employment, so you'll be earning a wage, and you won't have actually done that job before, so you need to learn it. And you will learn that in two ways. You'll be linked to a training provider, and that training provider will give you the knowledge, the background around that job, typically through some form of qualification, so you're likely to attend college on a day release basis. And then in the workplace, you'll be taught by your employer the actual practicalities of that job in the workplace.
What kind of apprenticeships are actually available? Because, I mean, there's, you know, 1,500 job roles. What does it span? What does it include?
That's correct. Well, recently the government have brought a new initiative out called Trailblazers, which is developing new standards, and employer groups are creating their own apprenticeships for their job roles. And that is increasing the number of apprenticeships around out there. And if you take an industry, the chances are there is an apprenticeship for it. So a lot of people will consider the typical trades or vocational trades such as construction or hairdressing, motor vehicle, business admin, customer care. Those are typical roles where there are thousands and thousands of apprenticeships every year, health and social care, childcare, things like that. But in the latest list of apprenticeships we've seen coming through, there are weird and wonderful ones. I mean, the one that leapt out at me the other day when I was looking at the list was spectacle maker. That's an apprenticeship. A lot of us wear spectacles. We hadn't thought about that, but yeah, they have to be made, and there's an apprenticeship for it.
And it also includes other things like advertising, youth work, engineering, law, software development. It really is quite a high spectrum of different roles, isn't it?
Absolutely. If there's a job about it, there is likely to be an apprenticeship, and these are developing, so they're going right through from level two, which is equivalent to GCSEs, right up to degree level as well. So we're looking at pilots in the future, we're looking at even doctors, nurses, ambulance drivers, typically where they've had training, they are now becoming apprenticeships training funded through the government.
Let's expand on that a wee bit. So who can do an apprenticeship, and what sort of qualifications would you need to have to do one?
Okay, so actually, anybody can do an apprentice from school leaving age upwards. There is no age restriction whatsoever on apprenticeships. And in fact, the government have made it easier for the older person to gain an apprenticeship. Previously, before May this year, this is new rules coming in, any employer recruiting an apprentice at the age of 19 plus had to make at least a 50% contribution to the training costs. The government is reducing that down to 10%. So the employer taking on a 19 plus will only have to pay 10% of the training costs. A 16 to 18 is fully funded by the government. But it doesn't matter what age you are, you can go on to an apprenticeship.
And the theme for National Apprenticeship Week is Ladder of Opportunity, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Which focuses on the progression routes of apprenticeships, and that's from traineeships through to higher and degree apprenticeships, as you've just touched on. But what does it actually mean in terms of cold, hard cash? What can people expect to earn while they're doing one?
Typically, the wage for an apprenticeship will link to the industry that you're actually being recruited into. The government have set a minimum wage for an apprentice, and that from April this year is going to be £3.50 an hour. The average apprenticeship wage is £175 a week, but I have seen them being advertised from £300 a week or £14,000 a year. So depending on the industry, depends on the wage.
Okay, and talking about higher level apprenticeships, there's real pecuniary benefits to be had there, aren't there? Individuals with an advanced apprenticeship, they can earn apparently between £77,000 and £117,000 more over their lifetime than maybe somebody with a level two qualification. So the higher you go, it does make sense, doesn't it? The more you potentially earn.
Absolutely. This reflects on the training that you've had. And it's important that the employers do recognise qualifications. They do recognise that training that's been structured throughout your training period as an apprentice, and they can value that ethos that you've had and will pay more for that sort of experience.
Okay, so potential increased earnings is one of the benefits we've touched on there. What other benefits are there to a learner in terms of promotion and job longevity?
What we tend to find is that employees who have gone through an apprenticeship and stay with the same company, they've come in at the bottom and they start to understand the ethos of the company. They've become involved with the company right from day one. And there's a certain loyalty factor there between the employer and the employee. And they value that sort of stability within the company. You tend to know an awful lot more about the company, and that can support your promotion prospects. It's not to say that you can't move to other companies, because that does happen, and all employers value the learner who's gone through an apprenticeship.
And also, reading the government studies that were conducted after finishing the majority of apprentices, as you touched on there, 90% actually stay in employment with those employers, which is pretty high, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. That's why it's a very, very good opportunity for young people.
And a quarter of former apprentices get promoted?
Yes.
Within 12 months of finishing?
Yes.
So it's a pretty positive thing. And I also read 46% received a pay rise after completing an apprenticeship.
Absolutely. There's normally some form of reward from the employer, some sort of bonus for completing, and that's usually in the way of a pay rise.
And just finishing off, actually, the studies also concluded that the majority, which is 92% of apprentices in work, felt that their apprenticeship had had a positive effect on their career prospects. So it's all very good stuff. If you're an employer, what are the benefits to my business if I take on an apprentice?
You've got a blank canvas. So you're taking someone who possibly hasn't worked before, in the case of a young person, and you're able to give them that company ethos, which I mentioned earlier. You can give them the training that you need right from day one, so that they can perhaps cover a lot more of your business than perhaps someone coming in from outside who's had perhaps a narrow focus of education. And so the loyalty factor, I think, is a big key thing in terms of a lot of our companies who've taken on apprentices in the past. I can go back to that company now and I'm still seeing the same people who were apprentices 10, 15 years ago working for that company.
That's the thing. I mean, employers are actually saying that a qualified apprentice is 15% more employable than other people with qualifications. So it's a good thing. And also, according to research, again, if you're on level or level two or level three, you actually deliver £26 or £28 of economic benefits respectively for each pound the government invests. So that's pretty good going, isn't it?
It is very, very good going, yes. Yeah.
And also, again, we mustn't forget that an apprenticeship would actually boost productivity to businesses themselves.
Yes, I think when you look at an apprentice, I get quite a few employers will say to me, but an apprentice takes time away from me when I take them on, because I've got to stop what I'm doing and train them in terms of what they're doing. But you've got to consider that's only for a short period of time, and it eventually switches round where the apprentice has learnt what you've taught them and then become productivity for that you. So that is one sort of barrier that employers need to understand, that yes, you do need to spend time with someone, but once you've spent that time, you will get the rewards from it.
Talking of the rewards, on average, an apprenticeship will boost productivity to businesses by about £214 a week, which is pretty substantial. And a good deal of employers are saying that productivity has improved as a result of taking on an apprentice. So we mustn't forget that traineeships offer small businesses the chance to help build a pool of really quite high quality caliber people for the future.
Absolutely, yes. Traineeships are a precursor to the apprenticeship, where young people can come to college, get some formal education whilst doing some work experience with an employer, and they can be the potential apprenticeship for that employer in the future.
And also, just bring it openly now to the benefits to the economy. 2.4 million apprenticeships were started in England during the last parliament. That's huge.
It is huge, and it's likely to get even higher. This year, the government are introducing something called the employer levy. And that means that employers who their payroll is more than £3 million will be starting to pay a levy to the government of 0.5% of their payroll costs over the 3 million, and the government will only provide that back to them for the training of apprentices. So we're now seeing those large companies actually increase the number of apprentices that they are actually taking on. They were taking on a lot before, they're actually taking on a lot more now as a result of
that.
So
larger companies taking on more apprentices, and also it seems to be the highest number on record of apprenticeship participation. So things are going really in the right direction.
They are going in the right direction. Sometimes people look at apprenticeships as the poor man's way of getting into work. It's actually recognised by most employers as being a significant way of getting young people into work. And what we say to young people out there at the moment is, yes, we recognise there are a lot of apprenticeships, but we've got a lot of young people out there saying, well, I tried to get an apprenticeship and I couldn't get one. No, that's true. There's not one for everybody out there. But what we do say to you is, if you're set on a career in a particular industry, if you can't get the apprenticeship, then come to college on the full-time course. Come on that programme, because that will demonstrate to the employer that that is the industry that you want to get into. You've then had some training, and that gives you the boost on your CV to then go for an apprenticeship maybe the following year or 2 years later with that experience underneath you.
That's very good advice. So someone listening today, maybe they've attended your event or attending it, because it's going on all this week at the college.
We've got things happening all week at the college. Some of our employers are running events. One particularly I could mention is Gatwick Airport. Their chief executive is going back to the shop floor for a day and spending the day with one of his apprentices. And some of his colleagues are doing exactly the same thing. Their apprentices come to, we support them with their training. And that's one of the initiatives that they're doing this week.
That's very much a Japanese style of doing things, isn't it? Going back onto the shop floor, so to speak, to actually get back and understand what is required and how easy a job is to do.
I think it's great for someone like that to say, actually, I've got time to go down and speak to the people who actually are going to be the future of my company. And it's great that he's actually taken that opportunity to do so.
That is true investment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if someone's listening today and they're interested in applying for an apprenticeship, how can they go about it, Richard?
Right. The simple thing here is that any training provider who's approached by an employer to say, right, we want to take on an apprentice, we're obliged to advertise that apprenticeship on the government's National Apprenticeship Service website. So I would suggest that the easiest way, rather than giving you a very long URL to try and type in, go to the search engine that you're using and just type in find an apprenticeship. The first hit that you'll get after the advertised results will be the .gov.uk website, which is where all these apprenticeships are advertised. You can go on there, you can put in your postcode and put in how far you're prepared to travel and some key words or phrases relating to the industry or the job that you're looking for. That will return you all the apprenticeship vacancies that are being advertised in your local area from all the training providers in this area. And you can go then and look at the vacancy, you can look at the job description, you can look at the requirements that you need for the job, and the salary that's being advertised, you can look at, it should tell you what your future prospects are, and you apply online through that process, through that website, or you get a link to the employer's website where they're advertising that job.
Brilliant stuff. Richard, thank you so much for coming in to talk about apprenticeships, and good luck for the rest of the week at East Surrey College.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to be here.
Thank you. That was Richard Brooks from East Surrey College. If you're an employer and you need any additional advice or guidance, you can contact the National Apprenticeship Service. It offers free, impartial advice. And if you're a young person, you can get more information on the government site, getingofar.gov.uk. And for advice on career choices, you can contact the National Career Service online, or you can call them on 0800 100 900. Now, Richard, you're still with us. I have to choose a song that is pertinent to my interview. It's just the way it goes. I hope you like this. I didn't even give you a choice, did I?
You didn't this time, no.
I didn't. You did actually say it could be Men at Work.
Anything with a name work in it,
I
would
know.
Have been good.
Yes. We didn't have much of a choice, but here we have it. It's Get a Job, The Silhouettes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Dip, 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 dip.